Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
I am going to do something pretty rotten right now.
Oh, no.
I'm going to say on the radio some of you guys' passwords.
Oh, no.
I am going to spill the beans on some of your passwords, so you may need to change them when I'm done.
I'm tired of changing passwords. I'm so sick of it.
Well, maybe you should have made a better one to begin with.
No, because the company makes us change every 3 or 4 months here.
Yeah, and I just got that email. That's the worst email I hate getting. You got 6 days.
And you can't use one that's like the one you've had. You can't just change a number.
You kind of can. I'm just saying.
Really?
I might have done that before every time.
Man.
So that's bad. I shouldn't be doing that. But let me tell you some things that are worse than that.
Okay.
Do you know what the most common password of all is? And it's not password anymore.
1, 2, 3, 4.
No, but that's in the top five.
Really?
The number one most commonly hacked password that Americans used in 2024 is the word secret.
Really?
S-E-C-R-E-T. Apparently, people took to heart that their password needed to be secret, so they made it secret.
Maybe because they've never made a password, and somebody goes, hey, make sure your password is secret.
And so they typed S-E-C-R-E-T, which is an incredibly scary thought.
Yes.
To think that that's how that might have taken place. Now, the second worst one was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and that globally is the worst. So you take in, you add in all the other countries in the world, that one makes sense because it doesn't matter what language you have.
With everybody hacking and coughing and doing their things to the computers now, it looks like we make a little effort when it comes to our passwords. Like you have said before, just use a sentence.
Well, that's something that not all of them will let you do because they want you to put that special character
in,
all that kind of bogus stuff.
You got to do homework.
Which they have admitted wasn't a good idea now.
Really?
Yeah, the guy was tasked with coming up with what makes a good password had no idea what he was doing, so he just tried to do it. He was like, well, this makes sense to me, and it wasn't the worst idea he could have come up with, but it's pretty annoying.
Well, what about the ones where you have to be like, select all the bridges?
Oh, God.
Like, don't do this to me. And then I go through and I'm like, well, the picture ones?
Yeah.
Where you have to, but then they always have like a tiny bit of the part of the bridge in another piece of the picture, and I'm like, does this count? I don't know.
My son and I were trying to buy something online, and we went through 4 or 5 of those before we just gave up. And both of us were trying to judge which parts were there. And it was like you said, we'd see a corner that we were pretty sure part of it was. But here's what's great is AI can now do that better than humans. So it's actually not secure anymore.
Well, they're changing that, too. There's some that just says, are you a robot? And you just change, no. I'm like, that's easy. I can do that one. Then there's
oddly
the other
enough,
ones that where you got to put puzzles together and stuff now. Have you seen those to make it even more complicated?
Well, and the joke is that now if AI is doing it better than us, a robot is doing it.
Yeah.
So why are they asking
The robot one actually is based on the fact that a robot would do it really quick and perfectly, and we're like slow to react, and we drag it, and they'll eventually train the robot to be as bad at that as we are. But as far as passwords go, they say that we've got to stop using some of these. The 10 worst passwords in the United States are secret, password, QWERTY, 123. That's QWERTY. That's the top 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 letters on your keyboard.
Yeah.
You just basically type them in a row. Also QWERTY 1. Then there's also 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Password 1. A few more number ones, and also ABC123.
Oh,
so somewhere there's a room full of Russians that are looking up from their fake Facebook accounts and smiling at us right now.
Yeah.
Now there's some other bad ones too, like I love you.
That's yeah. I can
baseball,
that
huh. Princess, football, monkey, and sunshine.
Oh,
did I get some of yours, Kato?
Well, no. A lot of people that use their pet names.
Okay.
Yeah,
pet names is a bad choice.
Or anything around your computer.
Shut up.
Yeah. It's like you just look around the room when you're trying to figure out a new password and anything like, you know, coffee mug.
Yes.
Well, stapler.
A couple of other interesting ones was trust no one and let me in.
I've done that. And then, but then you have to add the special character. So
right.
It was let me in, hashtag one.
And then there's P@SSW0RD, which spells out password if you look at it.
Okay.
So people think they're being clever by throwing those in, but a computer guesses those in less than a second.
How about DrozSap? DrozSap.
That's password backwards.
Yeah. See, no one mentioned that one.
I figured it out in less than a half second. I'm sure a computer is even faster.
Okay, never mind.
I thought you just misspelled something. I'm like, I don't think that's the way it's pronounced.
Yeah.
However.
Well, it's not, but yeah. It was password backwards.
It is DROWS.
That would be drow.
Oh, okay. That's not, now it's like a crow. CROWS.
Well, there's crows. Also your eyebrow.
Sap. You know what? I'll say my password however I want to. Tell me how to say my password.
He's right. I'll guess it all day long, but he can pronounce it however he wants.
Exactly.
You'll never guess that, will you?
If they did pronunciation, he'd be in great shape.
I would, wouldn't I?
But unfortunately, no. So if any of those were your passwords, you better hope it wasn't your bank account, credit card, or anything important. Boy, everyone in here is looking at me like they got to make a change.
Well, I'd like some ideas. So if somebody can call just with their password,
yeah,
so I can get some
you.
Ideas for new ones, that'd be
and,
nice.
And Kato would like to know your mother's maiden name, too.
I think I heard Drozwerb or something like that is a good one.
Huh?
Whatever he
Drozsap.
Just said. Drozsap.
Yeah.
What's that?
I don't know.
That's password spelled backwards.
Oh,
yeah.
It's
not
differently, huh?
Yeah. So there you go, so you can see how we got in this shape, too.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Do you argue with your spouse or significant other? I'm sure you do. Everybody does for the most part.
That's a dumb question.
Have you heard about the half-mile fight?
No.
The half-mile fight. It's when you're driving home, you know, together, and you're laughing, you're joking, you're cutting up, maybe gossiping a little bit. And then during that last half-mile, before you get home or somewhere, something stupid is said, and then all of a sudden you're arguing.
Not familiar with that one.
Yeah.
Usually the last half-mile... Like, we're letting people know we got home if it was a long trip, or we're talking about what we got to do once we get home.
So, and a lot of times it might be a long trip, but you still have that last few miles to go. And, for example, you might be saying, well, I had such a good time this weekend with your family. They're a little weird, but, you know, I just tell you, it's just kind of, and then all of a sudden you're like, why aren't you laughing? I'm like, I thought we both agreed they were kind of weird. Or, you know, you're out and with your friends, you go out on a double date or something. And you're driving back home. Now, man, you are a good eater. You cleaned your plate so often. You really are. And you're like, all of a sudden, you're in an argument about that.
Maybe it's just stupid people.
Yeah.
I mean, really, who would say that?
Well, I'm giving an exaggerated example.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, but the family thing is not that exaggerated.
Right.
Because you are talking or you're gossiping about their family and then they don't jump in.
And that's true. Sometimes they'll be agreeing and you're both having a great time and you say that one thing and you're like, oh, that's where the line is.
Okay. just found that line,
didn't I?
But how often do you and your spouse bicker? 49% says we've had our moments, but mostly smooth sailing. So apparently that must be your house, Tom.
Well, I mean, there's times that it's more likely for me would be something like her going, why do you have to go so fast? Why do we have to pass all these people? Mm. Those are the kind of things that will start an argument with us.
Why did you have to go on this trip with me? that'll do it too.
Don't think I've had that one anytime recently.
How often do you and your spouse bicker? They say 29% at least twice a week. There's some kind of argument, and then 22% said daily, but only with the small stuff. It's just little big things that get on your nerves, apparently.
I watch my in-laws bicker sometimes, and it's kind of funny because it's the same thing every time. Like, for example, my father-in-law will be telling a story, and my mother-in-law will jump in and tell part of it for him.
Oh, yeah.
And then he'll be like, well, why don't you just tell the whole story? And I'm sitting there thinking the same thing. I'm like, wow, that was rude of her to jump in like that. But I'm smart enough to keep my mouth shut most of the time.
Well, that's part of the top four answers of what do you argue about most with your significant other. In-laws was number four on the list.
Well, it's not. We don't fight about that. That's them fighting.
I know, but you also probably don't have as much kindness or kind words for them, or you probably get in trouble when you're talking about her in-laws.
I ain't stupid enough to go there.
You probably did when you first got married a couple times.
You just did.
Yeah.
But I was just giving an example of a story. She sees that too.
Two thousands of people listening.
Yeah.
And they're going to go say, hey, you know what? Tom was talking about you this morning on the radio.
You're not even going to make it to that half mile mark. You've already said it.
Dang.
Disciplining the kids was number three on the list, what you argue about most. Number two was money, and 51% of the things we argue about most, silly little petty things that get on your nerves.
Money's probably one of my bigger ones because, you know, my wife comes in with something that looks totally stupid and expensive, and I'm like, I thought we were cutting back. And then she'll say something like, well, you bought this the other day. And I'm like, well, that was important. And that's how we fight.
I feel like one of my biggest growths in marriage is just to learn that I need to find everything.
Find everything for him?
Even if it's right in front of his face.
There's no reason for that.
Yeah, he'll say, we don't have ketchup anywhere in this house. And I'm like, John, if I get up and come over there. And he's like, it's not here. And I'm like, all right. And I get up in 2 seconds. I'm like, here it is. He goes, you just put that there.
My problem with that is that my wife moves everything. So I've got to where I don't even bother looking because I know she moved it. I go look where it was last, and if it's not there, I ask.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be willing to bet you left it somewhere it wasn't supposed to go.
Yeah, there's a place for everything.
Uh-huh.
I don't know, but I just know that I had put it here. It's not there anymore. And so rather than me search the entire house, she obviously is the one who moved it. I ask where it is.
Well, when the kids are involved, it's kind of crazy. A new survey found the average family only makes about 33 minutes on a road trip before arguing starts if kids are in the car with you. That's just not you and your significant other.
They must be instigating it.
And 1 in 6 people say they've gotten into a car accident because the kids were arguing in the back seat.
Holy crap.
And they're turning around or they're going, don't make me pull this car over. And all of a sudden you just accidentally pull the car over.
It's been many years ago, but I was in the parking lot over by where Julie's Jewels and Gifts was and CeCe's Pizza and all that. On Haywood Road.
Yeah, the old location of Julie's.
And I was watching this lady back out of her spot, and she just keeps backing up and hits my car. And so I go over there, and she's like, my kids were acting up in the back, and I just didn't notice. And I'm like, I don't really care. You backed into my car. Yeah. Like, you just backed straight out and kept backing straight out. What on earth?
Well, she was using her kids for, I mean, we do that a lot. You use your kids to get out of stuff.
She wasn't like, using them to get out of stuff. Yeah, that's what caused her accident.
She was blaming it. She's like, yeah, the kids made me do that.
In this economy, if someone backs into me, I'm not moving. Hit me. I got bills to pay.
I wasn't in the car. I was watching it. I'm like, oh, my God, this lady is backing into my car. If I was like 30, 40 feet away.
And then finally they say, why do spouses repeatedly start fights right before a fun holiday event? Or church, or some kind of event, or maybe you're going to a concert and a fight breaks out.
It just makes it more interesting and memorable.
Yeah, but you're sitting there at the concert, and you're like, you can't enjoy the songs.
Because he didn't want to go, and you made him go, and so now he's in a bad mood because he's there, and you're in a bad mood because he's not enjoying the thing that you made him go to.
I like the couples that argue right for the front door of that party.
Party, yes.
I open it up and go, well, hi. How's everybody? We're good.
It's like when your mom's yelling at you when you're a kid, and someone calls and she says, you guys, I can't believe you. Hello.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on.
The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
You joined us at the perfect time because Cato's been trying to not help somebody with their phone service or phone or something like that going on.
Well, our 800 number is very close to a phone supply company, so we get a lot of calls from people who misdial, and they think they're calling this company to help them out.
Yes.
Instead, they get us.
Uh-huh. So we're going to do our best to try not to help them this morning, okay? So hang on. Hello?
Hi. I was telling the guy that transferred me to you that I got one of them digital 2500 system to airphone service.
Your phone service?
What you mean?
You bought the phone where?
Oh, I bought it from the person that originally bought it from the store. He don't have the instructions with it anymore. And I don't know how to set the date time. I got everything else going and hooked up okay, but the it tells you could do date and time. And this is where I'm getting lost, because on the back it gives you how to set up your messages, retrieve it, and how to save them and everything else like that.
Okay, I'm going to ask you to program a couple things. This might sound a little weird to you.
Okay.
But I need you to program a couple things, and what I first want you to press is 253 on your phone. We got this
down. Okay, 253.
6691.
6691.
43621.
43621. Hold on. 43621.
554.
554. Okay.
And spell out the date.
So I will spell out NOV.
Correct.
NOV. Okay.
Now, if you can turn yourself around and do the hokey pokey. I'm just kidding. That's a lot of stuff to do, huh?
Oh, my God. Okay. So I'm going to dial all these numbers on my phone.
Exactly.
When I get home.
Yeah.
And I'm going to spell out my date.
Uh-huh. Can I ask you to do one more thing?
What?
Would you sing us the national anthem?
I do.
Come on.
I'm not doing it. I am at work.
Let's whisper it together.
No, oh. You sing it to me.
Okay, here we go. Together, though, if we do
no.
it together. Just be real quiet. Here we go. Oh, say, can you see?
You are really
sick. By the dawn's early light. I want to tell you something. They let us drink here at work.
Oh, my God.
And that's why I'm feeling a little loopy today.
Yeah, okay. What you been drinking? Pretty strong coffee.
For the ramparts we watch, and we're gallantly street. Sing with me. Here together, we're going to sing.
I'm not singing that.
No, just real quiet. Here we go, real quiet. Oh, say, can you see?
All of y'all are singing that.
By the dawn's early light, once so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming. See, all of my friends can drink as well at work.
You know, I see that.
Hey.
Okay, but this should get me all set up and going, huh?
Exactly.
Okay, then. Well, I appreciate your help.
Glad to do it. Thanks for calling.
All right, then. Bye.
All righty.
Well, we did our best not to help her. And I, you know what? I thought that a song like that would be great because pull America back together after the election.
Mm-hmm. Or separate them after our bad singing.
It's a crank call this week here on the Hawk and Tom Show.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
You know, I think there are classic things that people are attracted to on a person. You know, symmetry is known to be attractive.
Yeah.
You don't look as good if one of your eyes is totally different than the other one, shaped weird or pointed a different direction.
Everybody looks awesome.
Yeah.
It's true. And not to mention, have you ever seen the people with different colored eyes?
Yeah.
That is the coolest thing.
They're possessed.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, and we just went from everybody is awesome to they're possessed.
You can be an awesome possessed person.
Yeah. Okay. I'm glad we cleared that
you
up.
You see those contests go on all the time. Are you an awesome possessed person?
Of the year.
Yeah.
Well, there are some things that most people consider odd that some people find attractive. And they asked about that. What is something odd that you find attractive? I've in the past have found people that are not traditionally considered attractive to be attractive to me. There was that actress, and I've forgotten her name now. I think Juliet.
Yes, Lewis.
Lewis. She's an odd looking chick, but she kind of cranked my tractor.
Can we just hold on? Are you talking about the one from Seinfeld?
No,
that's Julie Louis-Dreyfus.
Okay, never mind then.
She's in like Kill Bill or something.
But she was also in the one with De Niro, I think it was, where he was the bad guy. Well, Cape Fear.
She was a little girl.
She was Cape Fear. She wasn't a little girl. She played a little girl.
Yeah, Natural Born Killers.
That's what it was. Not Kill
What's
Bill.
Eating Gilbert Grape from Dusk Till Dawn. Now National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
She's gotten older, but she cranked my tractor, but she was an odd-looking girl. She wasn't your typical beauty.
Do you have a poster of her in your bedroom when you were a kid?
But they ask people, what is it that's odd that you find attractive? Now, some of it is things you do. For example, women said, when a man builds fires and stuff, it triggers something primal in my brain that's like, he would make sure we survived even if society fell.
You're like, that's grog right there.
Right, grog good.
Yeah. You wouldn't like me camping, because I'm like, I don't want to get smoke on my shirt because I'll smell like it all night. And you're like, you know, you're sticking your arm way out there trying to start the fire with that little lighter thing.
Hawk, I don't think anyone thinks you would be the person to go to should society collapse.
That's true. I'm just saying, I ain't sexy doing that.
You won't be able to get out of your garage if society...
Right. He'll be like, this garage door opener ain't working.
That was one day.
But you know what, though? Stubborn. On the other side, if the apocalypse happens, you'll be safe because you can't get out your house.
Wow. She meant that in the most positive way.
I don't even know what that means.
I think she was making fun of you about the garage door still.
Like a zombie can't get in my house? I mean, I've got a doorbell.
It wouldn't work if society collapsed.
I would love to see that zombie, though.
They would knock.
Excuse me, can I come in?
Are you in there? I'm hungry. Oh, never mind.
All right, Tori.
Because I ain't got no brains.
This one is one I think you might be able to agree with. When someone remembers details about me, like my coffee order or my irrational fear of pigeons, which that one's an odd one, but hey.
Well, that's just called paying attention to someone.
Yeah, especially if you are interested in them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I mean, a coffee order is pretty detailed. You're paying a lot of attention. And that could go either way. You could either be really attractive because you paid attention, or a stalker because why the heck does this weirdo know that about me?
Okay, but you probably know what your wife drinks when they go to a restaurant or something. You can order for her, right?
What?
Okay.
Oh, my.
Oh, Tom.
Let's move on.
Yeah.
All right. This is kind of a good one for me. Men or women who actually read books in their free time. Now, I read a fair amount, especially after I got my little Kindle Scribe thing where you can just download a new book instead of having to order one and wait for it.
Well, the other person has to be a reader, too, to probably think that's...
Not necessarily. I think someone can be attracted by intelligence, even if they aren't into that.
It's like they hand you the book. Would you read that for me and tell me what it's about so I don't have to do all the hard work?
I mean, that's basically an audio book at that point,
yeah.
Which is very popular right
just
now.
Just tell me the highlights. I don't want to hear the whole
that's
book.
That's not an audio book. That's a Cliff's Notes.
Well, that version is, but...
All right, so this is one that's interesting. I would have never known this, but math skills can be attractive. I can tell you this. I know that whenever you're like a, and this could be a guy or girl, but when you're doing tutoring, having that person that can save your bacon is kind of attractive.
Somebody cooking bacon is more attractive.
Yeah, well, okay. Yeah. People with good posture. I'm going to go a little different and say there.
That's rude.
As we're slumped
people
over.
People with bad posture are unattractive. But people with good posture, it's not going to necessarily make you attractive, but without it, you're not attractive.
I have scoliosis. Leave me alone. And that's why I look like the Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Well, here's so bad. You see this a lot with tall girls, and it's a shame because for some reason they've decided they don't want to be tall or they're embarrassed by their height. But honestly, you look so much less attractive when you slouch down. You should go ahead and own your tallness and have good posture, and you look attractive.
You have just offended every basically tall girl and person that has bad posture right now.
No, just the tall girls with bad posture.
I'm trying to help people who could be very attractive, who are keeping themselves from being attractive.
You can't really change posture too much.
You absolutely can change posture.
It takes about 5 years for you to work on it.
And the thing is, every time someone brings up posture, everyone in the room straightens up. So just the thought of somebody mentioning it. So he's just letting them know, stand up.
Exactly.
Okay.
Shoulders back, chest out.
I thought about getting one of those little Barbie things, the Barbie stand. They have them for humans that'll make you stand up straight.
Wow.
Just to stick up your back.
That's not what I thought you were going to say.
No, I thought you were going to say something else. I see people walk like that with a stick.
Now, this is interesting. They say sometimes someone with an unusual physical characteristic, like maybe an unusual nose or an imperfect smile, that can actually make them more attractive than if they were perfect.
I agree.
Is that kind of like Steve Carell's kind of got the crooked nose thing going on?
That's not attractive.
Really? I never noticed that. I always thought Steve Carell was attractive.
Yeah, a lot
dude.
Of people think he's attractive dude, but his nose is kind of...
You're so mean.
What?
You're just judgmental.
Aren't we all? I mean, you're judging him right now.
He started off strong, though. He started off being like, we're all beautiful. And then he was like, except that one.
And that one. I forgot about all these other things that make people ugly. Mm-hmm. No, I'm kidding.
Being courteous to people and kind to animals can make you more attractive.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Yeah.
This is a weird one. Some people said that they find it attractive when some people's voice gets nasal when they're having a cold.
No.
I don't think so either. That's an odd one to me. Good handwriting can make someone more attractive. I would say ever so slightly, though.
Well, if they write you that love note, you're like, oh, look at his handwriting.
Yeah, because you can't really tell their handwriting in a text.
Or they look in like a post-it note. You leave a post-it note. Oh, look at her handwriting. She made a lunch for me today.
And she said, get milk.
Okay, and then a couple more. They said someone who has a quick wit mixed with dark humor. I think someone has to be the right person to appreciate that. A lot of people... Yeah. They don't get it, don't like it, and it offends them.
Right. And that's the worst, when you have the dark humor and you throw it out in the wrong crowd, and you're like, oh, this is not my people.
Well, yeah, you and Tom, y'all are like on the dark side when it comes to that. It's like y'all are Darth Vader and Kylo Ren. That's my Star Wars humor for you. That never goes over
That's
well
That's not
at
on
all.
The list, just to let you know.
Yeah, there's only certain people that I works
know,
with.
I know. I'm saying dark side for the dark humor.
And then they said when someone gets really passionate about some niche topic they love, except Star Wars.
Oh, I was going to say Star Wars.
Like medieval shipbuilding techniques or migratory patterns of birds.
Oh, no. Star Wars is cooler than those two things.
Not really.
It's better than Harry Potter, Tom.
I can think of an example. Like, there's this guy on the internet, and he can take a look at a picture for like a quarter second, and he'll tell you what part of the world it's in, and he nails it down to like a few miles.
You find that attractive?
I think it makes him more attractive than he would have been if he was just some guy just on the internet.
It'd be more attractive if he bought the trips to go along with that.
Well, some of these places are in the middle of nowhere, but it's like he'll be like, I could tell where it was by the cirrus clouds and the type of power line that they have there. That's only in Russia in Novoskirkovik and blah, blah, blah.
Well, that's a fun day.
It's like, I know where we are right now.
I mean, I can tell you like where Chick-fil-A is. I see the sign right there.
Okay, well, that's not helpful, but thank you. Anyway, those are some things that are a little bit more unusual. So don't feel bad if you're different. There's someone out there who might find your differences attractive, but not the Star Wars thing.
Oh, come on. Everybody's beautiful on the inside.
Yes. No, we're actually gross on the inside.
Yeah, you ever watch those videos?
Oh, I don't want to see that.
We
that's
are
gross.
Icky in there.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. the plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence, and the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.